Shane Moore Sports, Fox Sports Radio. We are live from Dodger Stadium. Opening day here. The Giants are taking batting practice. The sun is out. It is just a beautiful day for baseball, and it seems like it always is on opening day. It's just one of those things, my friends. It's not a game about fathers and sons. I'm looking out at the stands, and I see a lot of fathers and daughters, husbands and wives. I see dads and granddads. I see boyfriends and girlfriends. I just see buddies that are coming out. They want to come out, have a few beers, and watch a ball club get after it on the field. And that's what's great about my job, Jay Moore Sports, Fox Sports Radio. Rapid Fire is coming up in a moment. Get on this phone line now, 877-99-ON-FOX. When I was a kid, every day we came home, we played wiffle ball in the driveway, every damn day. And I could still tell you the dimensions of every single kid on my street. That driveway was a different stadium. At the top of Valley View Road, Mike Murphy, a lot of trees. You had to hit line drives. In my house, at the Jay Moore household, at 23 Valley View Road, at the end of my driveway was a fire hydrant. And if it hit the fire hydrant on a ground ball, it was fair. And we had a telephone pole out and left, and there was a tree in right, and across the street, the neighbor's bushes. If you cleared the bushes, you had a home run. It was singles and homers only. And we played every damn day. And you had to be some team. You couldn't just be yourself playing. I would be the Yankees. A friend of mine would be the Red Sox. And what we would do is you had to do every stance in the lineup. So if I was the Yankees, I would have to do Ricky Henderson's stance. And then if I was the Yankees, who batted second? Steve Sachs. Who batted third? Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly. And then fourth, Balboni, Don Baylor. So the whole neighborhood was batting righty, lefty, depending on the team we picked. We were all savants. We all knew baseball. And somehow I wound up with a job where I get to talk about baseball on opening day at Dodger Stadium. I just spoke with Don Mattingly. He was just here. I talked to Charlie made me feel great. I talked to Charlie Steiner, one of the voices of the Dodgers. The man who has the second greatest job in the world behind me. My point is this. I'll try to make it succinct, but I'm trying to make it as vivid as possible because it's that important. For all of us to realize, as kids, literally, you get a glove, you get pants that don't fit right, and you play a game. It's a game played by kids. And today, opening day, it all goes out the window. All the stress, all the shenanigans, all the snow, all the rain, all the worries you have, it's gone. Because today's the day everything starts over. Opening day every year. The greatest joy in life, my friends, is to begin. And today, we begin. It's as perennial as the grass. It's like a baby being born. It's about fathers and sons. It's about families. It's a game of numbers. 90 feet to first base. 60 feet, 6 inches. From the pitcher's mound to home plate. Right now, I'm looking at a sign 360 feet to right field if you want to hit a home run. And now I'm in radio, a game of numbers. 150 affiliates in 3 months. You guys did that. And I'm here with you, living my dream. And I got to tell you, of all the places to be, and we play that game every Friday going out. Where do you want to be this weekend? To be sitting on the field at Dodger Stadium on opening day. And I've been to a ton of opening days. But to be holding a Fox Sports radio mic and to be talking to Major League Baseball players, I wish my father was here. I wish he was sitting right next to me. I really do. And I hope you guys out there listening right now, just do me a favor. Pick up the phone. Call your dad. Give him a shout. Just tell him you love him because it's opening day. It's about new beginnings. It's about another start. It's about hope and things being born up out of the ground again. For crying out loud, there's people in Wrigley that think they have a chance. Call somebody. It's a beautiful day. It's opening day. It's yours. Don't let it get away. To quote you too, it's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. Rapid fire coming up in moments. I want to thank Dan Beyer on the sports updates today. I want to thank Tweets and Emails, handled by Maddie Boy. Intern was Brain, Nikki Cox, and Justin Frostberg. We're your associate producers. Executive producer, of course, my best friend, Greg Tuohy.